This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
If I'm off today, can I just tell you why? I went to bed at 1.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so.
What's the matter? Do you have frozen pipes or something?
Yeah, I had frozen pipes. No, I went and saw that Bohemian Rhapsody.
Did you like it?
Oh, my God. It's so good. You have to see it.
Really, I had dinner with somebody on Saturday, and they had seen it, and they were quite disappointed. But they were very picky.
Yeah.
No, because they're a musician.
Well.
And so they were like.
You're in radio, and I think you'd like it more if you're in radio, too, because it basically talks about what we know about, which is we don't play songs that are over 3 minutes.
Right.
So it has a lot to do with that, too.
Okay, so yeah. I see that, but their complaint was that it doesn't go in depth enough with Freddie Mercury because he was such a crazy person.
I felt like it really did.
Yeah.
Did they see the same movie I did?
I think so.
It was all about him.
Yeah.
It was all about how creative he was and things you're like, wait, did he just think about doing that? It was really, really good, and it was moving. But cool. Spoiler alert, he sings in there.
Oh, no.
A lot.
And he dies.
Well, not in the movie, he doesn't.
Well, he does eventually.
Well, I know, but yeah. They don't really,
The movie, by the way, did great over the weekend. It got another $30 million.
Did it really?
Yeah, it's that's pretty good.
It's a little emotional.
Yeah.
I was just going to tell you. Yeah. And I think it's a little uncomfortable when I went with a man.
Yeah.
And I was sitting with a man, and I felt bad for him when there was some makeout sessions with other men. I was like, ooh, this probably doesn't make you feel great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think you kind of expect it when you go to a Freddie Mercury movie.
Well, probably.
Movie, wouldn't you?
Oh, was that a spoiler alert, too?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Well, everybody knows what happens.
I'm just saying, though, if I go see the movie, which I haven't yet, I'd fully expect something like that.
I think you'll like it. I think you will really, really like it. All right. Anyway, Taylor Swift is getting a lot of viral attention, if you will. She blew her nose and then threw it at the security guards. What in the hell? Taylor Swift, who do you think you are?
Where was she?
Throwing your boogers at people. She was singing in the rain, and I don't know where she was, somewhere, singing in the rain and stuff. And here.
This isn't our first rain show on this tour, so I'm not saying that I'm getting colds constantly because we're always playing in the rain, but I'm not saying I'm not always getting colds because we're always playing in the rain. But it's worth it because it's so much fun, right?
So it's the first stop of the tour.
So,
the
Sean,
tour's
what
underway.
You need to do, because this is a visual, is that you need to put the sound effect of her blowing the nose and
you
then saying, here, will you take this? Because otherwise we have no idea where that moment is.
And you might even want to put like the blowing of the nose. And
yeah, something.
Like she throws it.
Because we can't see it.
Got it.
So it's kind of losing something.
Really,
yeah, it's just.
Not much to it there.
No.
She's
just her cute little voice. Going,
how is it going?
Meh.
Like a goat?
No. Like a tailor.
Sean, did you stay up till 1 as well?
Just watching the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful night last night.
It's gorgeous.
Very romantic. Okay, anyway. Halsey. You know, she is in this tumultuous relationship with Jay-Z. The really tall, lanky dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, no, she is. And they keep breaking up, and then they get back together, and then she'll cry on stage about him, and it's just been a mess.
Okay.
And I really like her. I think she's incredibly talented. Well, now they're saying that she might be dating John Mayer. Don't do it, girl. Don't do it. He's a mess, that guy.
Yeah, well, it sounds like she might be, too.
Well, that's true. All right, so here is what she had to say about it.
The craziest thing was, I tweeted him and was like, imagine this, right? Two people are just friends.
Just friends.
And every publication that started the rumor to begin with was like, Halsey post like groundbreaking tweet about like relationship rumors. And I was like, the tweet was about you. You started the rumor that I'm tweeting about.
Did you watch Saturday Night Live?
No, was she talking about John Mayer there?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't really set it up, did I? Mm.
All right, let's try another one.
All right. Did you see Saturday Night Live?
No, it comes on at 10:30.
It was really good. Yeah. I laughed out loud. So Pete Davidson comes on, right? You know Pete Davidson. He was with Ariana Grande, and he basically apologized. I thought he did a really good job apologizing. But then, shockingly, then that guy, Dan, who he made fun of with the eye patch,
right,
rolls into the scene. I was like, what in the what?
So they invited him into to be a part of Saturday Night Live over the weekend?
And it was really good. All right, so here's the first clip of him, Pete Davidson, saying sorry.
I made a joke about Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw, and on behalf of the show and myself, I apologize. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. It was a poor choice of words. The man is a war hero, and he deserves all the respect in the world. And if any good came of this, maybe it was that for one day, the left and the right finally came together to agree on something. That I'm a
He said something else funny in that clip. He said, I feel so sorry for my mom. Can you imagine being my mom? I mean, not only is she my mom, but she's my roommate. He's like, and she's getting all this crap because people are so mad at him, you know. Yeah. And he keeps doing these little digs about how he has nowhere to live, poor guy. And then Dan came on, the guy with the eye patch, the hero, and it was so funny because his phone went off, but it was an Ariana Grande ringtone.
Oh, no.
Here it is.
Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw, everyone, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for making a Republican look good.
You gotta stop saying that, man. You've been saying it all day. Please. Look, I just wanted to say, for people that don't know, the reason you're wearing an eye patch right now is that you lost your eye to an IED in Afghanistan during your third combat tour. And I'm sorry.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate you saying that.
So we good?
We're good. Apology accepted.
Just keep breathing.
It sounds like my phone's ringing. I was just going to let it ring because that's rude to answer. Let's just let it go to voicemail.
No, it's cool. Ariana Grande.
Well, cool, man. Yeah. Oh, do you know her?
That's a good skit.
It was really
funny.
It was funny.
Very good.
And he seemed so uncomfortable with that ringtone. Mm-hmm. It was almost like he didn't know. I'm sure he did. They got permission. But he seemed a little caught off guard with it. Did you see it, John, when it happened?
I watched the clip. I didn't see it when it happened.
He was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, he looks uncomfortable.
It was pretty funny. I laughed out loud. All right, anyway. Why do I have so many Michelle Obama clips, Sean?
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
What could she possibly say?
What are you doing, Sean? Why are you giving me the Michelle Obama many clips?
Well, you just never know what's going to strike a chord, and so I didn't want you to come in this morning and not have enough Michelle Obama to get your fix.
All right. Well, first of all, she talks about her miscarriage.
Whoa. I felt lost and alone, and I felt like I failed because I didn't know how common miscarriages were. Because we don't talk about them. We sit in our own pain, thinking that somehow we're broken.
Then number two, she talks about how she's taking infertility treatments.
The biological clock is real because egg production is limited. And I realized that as I was 34 and 35, we had to do IVF. I think it's the worst thing that we do to each other as women, not share the truth about our bodies and how they work and how they don't work.
And then finally, she talks about how her and Barack went to therapy.
For those young people out there who think that marriage is supposed to be easy, and marriage counseling for us was one of those ways where we learned how to talk out our differences. What I learned about myself was that my happiness was up to me, and I started working out more. I started asking for help, not just from him, but from other people. I stopped feeling guilty.
Well, the good news is, now that you've heard those three clips, you don't have to buy a ticket to the tour.
That's true. I feel like
we just saved you $450.
When is that tour, by the way?
Well, I wonder how that thing's selling.
I don't know.
You know, she's supposed to be at the Pepsi Center sometime soon.
I saw a lot of people saying the words, so excited, got my tickets, can't wait.
Really?
Yeah.
In the book, she's got a book that I think comes out tomorrow, or did it come out last week? But she's got a book that's on the shelf and ready to roll. And then the tour is underway. And I'm just wondering, because I looked up the tickets myself, just curiosity, and I noticed the tickets are going from anywhere from $250 up to $650 to see somebody speak. That seems a little excessive to me.
It's a little pricey.
Don't you think?
Well, yeah, I feel like I just earned it, so then I was good. I don't have to. Sean's trying to buy some tickets now.
Woo!
Look at those prices.
What are the prices now?
Yeah. Upper level, $195.
Yeah.
Lower level,
$200,
$300.
Yeah.
Dang. Dang, that's crazy.
Better be good.
And then finally, I will leave you with a Kim Kardashian clip, because who doesn't want to hear that? Kim Kardashian. Oh, my God. She got an award last night. I didn't see it. Did you see the People's Choice Awards?
Nope.
I didn't either. Anyway, she accepted the award for Best Reality Show.
Thank you guys so much.
Woo!
It's been a really rough week in our home in Calabasas, Hidden Hills, and our neighbors in Thousand Oaks and Malibu. Our hearts are broken from the horrific shootings and those who have lost their lives and homes, as well as the hundreds of thousands of us that have been evacuated from the devastating fires that are currently burning. As horrible as this has been, it's been amazing to see the resilient spirit of everyone involved.
Is she reading
and
this?
And the heroism of those yeah. risking their lives.
Right? I mean, does she have a piece of paper in front of her?
Yeah.
Okay.
From the heart.
She couldn't just, that's what I was going to say. She couldn't just say that from the heart?
Yeah.
Because she is reading
no,
that.
No, she couldn't say it from the heart.
I love her. I love you, Kim Kardashian.
You think anybody watched the People's Choice Awards?
Sean,
I think that
you?
One's no. way down the list
no,
when
I
it comes
not.
To award shows.
I and didn't they even all, know it was on.
And they're all record lows in audience, every single one. You got to figure this thing is probably rock
Maybe
bottom.
Maybe if there was nothing else on, people saw it. I don't know. I didn't see it.
I didn't either.
I don't know what it was up against. And then finally, I'd like to congratulate my buddy, Mark, who finished 199th out of 200 in the Arvada foosball tournament.
Oh, good for him.
Woo-hoo!
Good for him.
He finished.
You know what? You're not last.
99th.
He should at least
that.
He should at least get a participation ribbon. Or
oh,
something,
he better.
You know?
Oh my God, he was trying to because he could play foosball in college, right? Really
yeah.
well, I guess. And he's like, "You don't get it, Jamie. It's so different now. They do this thing where they put the spinny thing. You know, you can't do. Remember when we were little, we spun them really fast.
Right, yeah,
that's illegal,
of course,
in the tournament. But they do this thing instead where they put the what would you call it? The slide?
The handle.
In the middle of their arm, and then they rip it up so it barely spins, but it doesn't go all the way around.
Roll and pop.
You
Bam.
Know about it?
Oh, yeah. When I saw that post
yeah?
about the foosball tournament,
yeah.
I was jealous. I wanted to be at that foosball tournament. I love foosball.
I don't think you did.
Oh, I did.
He took pictures of people and sent them to me.
Yeah.
I'll show them to you in a minute on my phone.
Oh, I'm sure it's the top of the crop.
It was lightning speed.
It's just, yeah. No, some of these.
You don't even see the ball.
No.
Your ball is sitting there, and they're pegging
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Bing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And all you do is you hear it hit the goal.
Yep.
He just said.
Good job, Mark.
He just said it was.
It,
look at this guy's.
You know what?
Outfit.
At least he wasn't dead last.
Look at this guy's.
Yeah.
This guy has a pink satchel and Jesus sandals on.
All right.
You ready to rock?
Yeah.
It's game time.
Anyway, congratulations to Schneider.
Good job,
Mark
right.
Schneider.
Job.
Yeah, he did great. 199 out of 200 people.
At least he placed.
Yeah, at least he placed. Good job. Yeah. All right. There you go. Tablet trash.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.